It is 7:38 on a Tuesday morning with the Musers. Coming up in 15 minutes, the Cowboys have extended defensive tackle Quinnen Williams. And so now with that extension and the Micah Parsons extension and this year's NFL draft, the Micah Parsons trade is pretty much complete. So we will take a look at how it all played out and which side won, if indeed there was a winner. That's coming up at 7:55. And at 8:15, it's public restroom talk. But right now, since this is the second Tuesday in the month of August, the worst moment of the year is fast approaching. That will be at 2 p.m. this afternoon. And I now present to you my exclusive Junior Miller Worst Moment of the Year Survival Guide, updated for 2026.
Oh, new information.
What a tradition.
As you know, many, many years ago, I made this determination that the second Tuesday in August at 2 p.m. is the worst moment of the year. I used science, and recently the scientific community has backed my findings, and I appreciate that. And I want to explain something before we get into the details, because I've been asked this many times over the years. This is for the Dallas-Fort Worth area. This is for North Texas. This does not necessarily apply to Scandinavian countries, South American countries. A lot of this is specific to the United States and in particular our region.
Okay. So it's not mustard.
It's not mustard.
Yeah, that's universal.
That's almost universal.
Almost, yeah.
Correct. It's for our listening audience, which is predominantly in Dallas-Fort Worth / North Texas. So, how did I arrive at these findings? Well, August is clearly the worst month of the calendar year. It is the hottest. Just look at our weather. Every day, it's 103 degrees.
It's the worst.
Vacation is over for everybody. You take your family's summer vacations in June and July, maybe a little bit in early August, but everybody's got to be back now because another bad thing, school starts. It's the worst time of the year for kids.
Today's first day for a lot of kids.
Yes. Mm. I saw a couple schools went back yesterday, or at the very least, teachers went back, but a few districts started yesterday, some today, a bunch tomorrow.
What the heck?
So it's the hottest month, vacation is over, school starts, and on the sports calendar, all we have are the dog days of baseball and preseason football. And P1 Tim tweeted over the weekend that he was channel surfing, and these were his sports options on the four big TV networks. On Fox, Live Golf.
Ugh.
On NBC, local programming and then gymnastics. On ABC, Premier Lacrosse. And on CBS, the WNBA.
Not bad.
So we're in a sports desert right now, which also makes August the worst month of the year. And on the entertainment front, this is the time of year that we're all waiting for all the new TV shows, whether they're network or streaming, to drop. But that usually happens in September.
Yeah.
So we're in the middle of a bunch of reruns. Also in August, crime numbers peak around the country.
Really?
Because it's the, you know, the peak of the heat and people go crazy in the heat. Crime numbers are a lot higher in the summer heat than they are in the winter cold. So there's no question August is the worst month of the year. Now, which is the worst day of the week? I pinpointed Tuesday because Tuesday is the no man's land day of the week. Every other day has a personality or a positive attribute. Tuesday is just nowhere. Monday, a lot of people have the Monday blues, but on Monday, at the very least, you've had the weekend to recover, to sleep. So on Monday, you traditionally feel okay. Plus, you have lots of stories to share with folks at work from the weekend. You don't have that on Tuesday. Wednesday is hump day. It's got its own personality.
Oh, yeah.
Thursday, you're getting close to the weekend. You have a little more going on Thursday. More events happen on a Thursday, like Thursday night football, than on a Tuesday.
Sure.
I think Thursday's an underrated night, too.
Yes.
A lot of people will go out on Thursday knowing that, just
one day.
I'll struggle tomorrow, but I'll have the weekend to restore myself.
You get the occasional holiday on Thursday, like Thanksgiving, but you got nothing on Tuesdays.
Right.
Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Happy days.
Enough said. So Tuesday is clearly the worst day of the week. Well, what is the worst time of the day? 2 p.m. has been proven scientifically when you are at your post-lunch lull. You're in a haze because you got a full belly from lunch, but you still have a few hours to work if you have the typical work schedule, 9 to 5. It's the hottest part of the day. You're approaching that window where we get our highs, you know, in mid-afternoon or late afternoon. So you're running low on energy. You still have time. You got to work even in school. You still got an hour or two left. It's the hottest part of the day. Nothing good really happens at 2 p.m. So because of all of that, I've determined that the second Tuesday in August in particular, because the first Tuesday in August, you're at least in a new month, so you have things to talk about. And you may still be on vacation.
So we run out of things to talk about by this second week.
Yes.
All right.
The third and fourth Tuesdays in August.
1 week's worth of topics.
The third and fourth Tuesdays in August, you're getting near the end of the worst month. So you have that to look forward to. But the second Tuesday in August feels hopeless. So the second Tuesday in August at 2 p.m. is the worst moment of the year. And bad things can happen because we're all at our low point at 2 p.m. this afternoon. And that is why I now present to you my survival guide, which is new and improved and updated for 2026. So these are 5 tips.
These will get you through somehow.
For surviving 2 p.m. today. If you adhere to these 5, I think you'll make it through to the other side.
Okay.
Tip number 1. Hunker down in a safe space. Now, this could be under a desk, in a hallway closet, or a safe room, an interior bathroom without windows. The same protocol as if a tornado is approaching.
Now, do you want us in a 3-point stance or 4-point stance?
No,
or just
that's not
knees
necessary.
Flexed or what?
Nope, not necessary. You can be seated.
Okay.
You can be lying down. Just be in a secure interior space.
Okay.
But why, since you're saying that it's more of an emotional low that you're going through rather than a physical threat?
Well, because with the combined negative energy of the emotional low, bad things can happen.
Okay.
So society can turn on itself.
Huh. So we can all go haywire today.
We can all go Mad Max.
All right.
And so you want to be in a secure location in case
somebody comes in with a machete wanting to steal your gasoline.
Exactly. In case the S hits the fan.
Okay.
People are in a terrible mood. Tensions are rising. Blood is boiling, literally and figuratively. And if Armageddon is upon us, you don't want to be casually loitering outside. So you hunker down. Special updated tip for 2026. Hunker down with a popular board game here in 2026.
What?
Because you can't count on the internet staying up and running. So go old school technology.
What's a popular board game in 2026?
Chutes and Ladders, Monopoly.
Those are still popular in 2026? I guess so.
That's up to you.
Okay.
To figure out. Tip number 2. Surround yourself with loved ones, or at the very least, people you kind of like.
Okay.
We all know the importance of social interaction, and this will be vital at 2 p.m. today. Special update to this tip for 2026. Talk to your loved ones or friends about your favorite memory from this year, 2026.
Yeah, fill a little bit of time.
Sure. Yeah. Well, there's one topic.
Even though we run out of things to talk about here in week 2.
Well, you have a memory, though, that may have happened in February or March or something like that. You could maybe even review this year's Super Bowl.
Okay. Yeah, that's okay.
Tip number 3 to surviving the worst moment of the year. Listen to the ticket.
Oh, yes.
I will be the super special guest star with the Sweet Spot today at 2 p.m. I will attempt to shepherd everybody through the worst moment of the year.
Shepherd the law.
And listening to the ticket is a great way to ease the pain of the worst moment. Special update to this tip for 2026. Take a moment to share with your friends your favorite ticket memory from 2026.
Oh, okay.
Tip number 4. Have enough jarred urine handy in case our water supply goes south.
Never, ever drink urine.
Now, you should be doing this anyway, but in particular today, just in case things go haywire, you're going to have something to drink that will sustain you for a while longer. Now,
we're
remember,
talking like 5 minutes, though, aren't we? From like 2 to 2:02 or something.
What if our supply gets contaminated?
Our urine supply?
No, our water supply. Uh-oh. Special update, by the way, for 2026. You've probably seen the stories in the news that since we're at war with Iran, it's believed that they could attack us via our water supply.
Yeah.
That form of terrorism. So you'll be protecting yourself on two fronts. The worst moment of the year, plus a potential terrorist attack.
As long as they can't get to our urine supply, we're fine.
Yeah. Correct.
Do you think Iran knows about this second Tuesday at 2 o'clock and all that?
Oh, yes.
I don't know.
They may use it as a target.
Oh, yes.
I don't know if their intelligence is advanced as this radio segment, but maybe.
If they were following tip number 3, they might.
That's right. If they listen to the ticket. And tip number 5 to survive the worst moment of the year, and this might be the most important tip. As you are hunkered down with your loved ones or semi-friends, listening to the ticket with urine handy, have a piece of pizza.
Back.
The guy messed up, all right?
We learned
he's refused
this
to acknowledge it, but he did mess up.
We learned this practice many years ago from one Norman Lorraine Hitzkus, who once told Cowboys coach Bill Parcells, who was going through a rough patch, to knock off work early and have a piece of pizza.
It's the worst bit of sports advice I ever heard. That was going to fix the team.
It was going to fix Bill.
Which in turn would fix the team.
Correct.
The magic of pizza.
It was great advice then, and it's great advice now. Mm. Everybody loves pizza. It's comfort food. It may be our ultimate comfort food. And we're all going to need comforting at 2 p.m. today to help us survive the worst moment of the year. Special 2026 update to this tip. If you're not sure where to get your pizza, ask a glocal.
A what?
They'll always be happy to share their favorite pizza pie place with you.
Do you think in any way pizza sales are up on the second Tuesday in August?
There's no way.
I think they have to be, George. I think that's a great observation.
Thank you.
So there you have it, the complete Craig Miller's Guide to Surviving the Worst Moment of the Year, specially updated for 2026 for RP1s. Godspeed, everybody. Let's make it through this worst moment. And if we do, we can look forward to the best moment of the year, which is the first Saturday in December at 7 p.m.
That's great.
And you'll be on with the Sweet Spot then, too.
Yeah. That's Saturday yeah. night's special Although, show.
They're not on, but yeah, we'll do a special 7 p.m. Saturday edition.
But right now, we need to say hello to one-third of the Courage Boys in the Morning. It is a Texas Radio Hall of Famer. It is a Marconi winner, and it is the most crucial individual maybe on planet Earth over the next 10 minutes. It's our broadcast leader, Craig Jr. Miller.
Hello, guys. How are you?
Hello, Junes.
Here we are, the second Tuesday of August, and any P1 worth their salt knows exactly what that means.
Yes, we are fast approaching the worst moment of the year, and as you guys know, and as many P1s know, I put a lot of thought into this over the years. I've been backed by science, and I really appreciate that the scientific community has supported me over these last few years in my findings. But what I've determined is that August is the worst month of the year, without question. And again, I've been asked this a lot. This applies to the Dallas-Fort Worth area only. Mm-hmm. This is our listening audience, North Texas. It may apply to all of Texas this time of year, Arizona, other states, but this is a regional thing. If you're listening to us on the stream in Scandinavia, this might not apply to you. But August is the worst month because it's the hottest. We're in the middle of every day is 103. Vacation is over. School is starting this week for kids. That makes it a terrible time of the year.
Yes.
Dog days in sports. You have only the dog days of baseball, preseason football. We're just waiting for real college football to start and then, you know, real football in the NFL and then pennant race baseball. But right now we've got nothing. entertainment-wise, no new TV shows until September. Crime numbers peak in August. It's the worst month. Tuesday is the worst day, as we've chronicled. It's the no man's land day of the week. Every other day has a personality or some positive attribute. Tuesday is stuck there without a place. And 2 p.m. is the worst time of day. You're tired. You've been working all day, but you still have 3 hours to go, or you're still in school. You got a belly full from lunch. You don't feel great. You're kind of in a funk. It's one of the hottest parts of the day.
Sure.
So that is why we have pinpointed the second Tuesday in August at 2 p.m. is the worst moment of the year. Second Tuesday, because towards the end of August, you're getting real football. Early August, you at least have everything in July to talk about and still celebrate your vacation, and maybe you're still on vacation. But here we are. We're just a couple of minutes away. So I hope everybody is hunkered down in a safe space, maybe in an interior closet or bathroom, under a desk or heavy table. I hope you've surrounded yourself with loved ones. I hope you're listening to The Ticket right now, because this will help you get through this moment. I hope you have enough jarred urine ready in case our water supply goes south. And I hope everybody has a piece of pizza handy, because it's the best in comfort food. Steven. So I hope you guys are ready.
Quick question, Junior. How do we battle complacency? We've gotten through this so many times. How do we stay frosty? How do we stay engaged? How do we not just assume we're going to be okay?
It's a great question, Sean, and it's something that I'm trying to preach, because I'm looking out my window right now and I see people walking down the street, out walking their dog like nothing is about to happen. And that's crazy to me. So I just think you have to always be vigilant of this moment, because this is when collectively in this area we are at our low point. And when people get pushed to the point of desperation, they can do anything. So you need to be on guard.
As we are about 2 minutes away from the worst moment of the year, how much urine do you recommend we have jarred?
So I've got a 12-pack,
okay,
and that's pretty much standard for me, and I've produced all of this in the last 48 hours. It needs to be fresh.
Really?
I would say a 6-pack would suffice, or, you know, a giant container if you've got a 2-liter, 4-liter, 5-liter bottle, something like that. I think that's enough, because it doesn't necessarily last all that long. You should refrigerate it, but you just need it in case our water supply is contaminated or our power grid goes down. All of those are very real possibilities. You want to have something in reserve that you can live on for a while.
Can I go straight from the tap if need be?
Yeah, if need be. If you're that flexible, more power to you.
Okay, good. That's my plan.
What if we have a large gathering? It might be tough to get a keg.
Yeah.
Short notice.
That would be the ultimate. But you also got to remember, you can't drink other people's urine. You can only drink your own. Otherwise, you're going to get a little sick.
That makes sense.
And you probably want to keep the pizza away from the jarred urine.
Well, it actually goes very well together. Not a lot of people know this, but you know, pizza's a great complement to a fine, say, 40-hour-old glass of urine. It pairs very well.
However, there's more trepidation these days because jalapenos are the new fruit and or vegetable that is being flagged for possible explosive diarrhea. So if you were going pizza with jalapenos, you're risking it.
Yeah, and the numbers are certainly going to go up here in about 1 minute, because the second Tuesday in August at 2 p.m., that is when there's more explosive diarrhea in this part of the state than anywhere.
All the atmospheric pressure, just it's a terrible cocktail for folks.
I don't know what it's like there, but as we approach the moment, winds are picking up here at my house. Skies are getting a little dark.
Seven.
I'm seeing some people start to run for cover.
Five. Four. Everybody down.
Three. Hold on tight.
Everybody down.
Two. Hold on.
Oh, my God.
Thank you.
Junior?
Anybody there?
Junior.
Yes, we hear you.
I hear you.
I can't see you.
I'm under my table right now. I think it's okay to come out.
We trust you. You're our leader.
I'll
come out when
outside.
You come out.
Yeah, I'm looking at the clock. Okay, yeah, everything here seems okay.
Okay.
Right. Everything in the neighborhood. Wow, that was weird. I don't know if you guys experienced the same thing.
There's so much haze outside. Man. I can't see anything out the windows.
Sounded like everything went slow motion on the air, which is understandable. Here at the house, we had an electromagnetic storm. All the clocks started going backwards, digital and analog. Lights were flickering. We got really high winds. I think we're in the clear, though. If you guys can hold on, I've got to dismiss my guys here. Okay. I think we're in the clear. You guys can go home now. Thank you. I'll Venmo you.
Bad acting.
Yep, I'll Venmo you. I had hired a security team, a hazmat team, and a medical team just in case.
Smart.
I think we're good. I hope everybody listening made it.
I pray to God they have hazmat uniforms as they leave your abode.
Yeah, you never know what it's like outside yet. I haven't heard any reports from out of doors.
Let's see. The only thing I'm seeing is an email from Dan Bennett saying traffic on 35 is backed up, but that might just be a normal day.
that's any day of the week.
Are the elevators working?
I got an email from Dan Bennett also, and it says, I can't believe you're still doing this bit. What is the deal? I'll delete that.
Yeah. Oh. Can't be this.
Well... Hopefully we're in the clear. Hopefully there's no fallout that we're not expecting later in the day. But I feel like not only did you help the Metroplex in our state, maybe you helped America today, at least our time zone, James.
Well, you know, that's my calling. I'm the one that identified this moment, and therefore I should be the one to shepherd everybody through it. And I'm fine with that. It's a big responsibility, but I want to do this. This is something that I plan for all year long, and I want to be here, and I want to make sure everybody gets through unscathed so that now we can start to look ahead to the best moment of the year, which is always the first Saturday in December at 7 p.m.
Okay. When do we need to start preparing for next year's worst moment? Can we get through the best moment of the year first, or do we need to start preparing today?
It's wise to start right now.
Mm-hmm.
But if you want to wait until the best moment of the year, because you know from there it's a slow fall down the hill to the second Saturday in August, that's okay too. Just don't forget about the worst moment between now and the first Saturday in December.
Well, Junior, I know you're a humble servant and you would never toot your own horn, but the fact you've done this after returning from camp just a few days ago, that just really shows what kind of hero we're dealing with right now.
Well, I appreciate that, Sean, and I'm not in this for praise or attention or notoriety. You know that.
Well,
I don't have any interest in that kind of stuff.
You're no Sully, that's for damn sure.
Well, yeah, and you know, I'm feel bad about what happened to Sully. I want to say that and what he's dealing with, and my foundation issued a statement regarding all of that, and I don't want to relive that.
Sure, sure.
But you know, Godspeed to Sully. But no, I'm not looking to write a book about this worst moment of the year or anything like that, or a movie. I mean, if somebody, you know, Christopher Nolan approached me about a movie, I'd listen, I suppose.
But you'd have to answer that call.
You got to answer the call. Spielberg, whoever it is. You know, I'm not out there
mostly just
stumping
those two
for a movie.
Yeah.
But if those two called, I'll listen.
Woody Allen?
But that's not why I'm in this. You know, that's not why I got into the business of alerting people about the worst moment of the year. I just want everybody to get through safely. And reports are starting to filter in from the P1s. It looks like that everyone made it. I have no reports to the contrary. Oof. So let's hope that continues.
Okay. Well, Junior, thank you for all you do for all of us. And we will hear you at 6 a.m. tomorrow morning as those musers ride yet again.
Hey, and a special thank you to your show, because you're the guys on the front line at 2 p.m. for the worst moment of the year. So
thank you.
You're putting it all out there, too. This isn't just me. This is the sweet spot also.
I mean, we just do what we can. We're just common people. We're brave. We are. But we do this for you in the P1s.
Right. And hey, Junior?
Yeah, Monty.
Before I forget, big fan.
Hey, Monty?
Yeah, Junes.
Right back at you.
Yeah. There we go.
Bingo.
Bingo. All right, Junes. Be well. We'll talk to you. Thank you.
See you, Junes.
Bye, guys.
All right, there he goes. Craig Jr. Miller, as we have
feel better.
Somehow made it through the worst moment of 2026. We will hear from his cohort, George Dunham, at 2:35.
If he survived.
Next,
we'll find out.
Wonder how things happened out in the hinterlands of the Metroplex.